150 years of Polish Jewry, that's the honeymoon. You know, the honeymoon will end in the 1600s, and it will never return. The last 350 years are just unrelieved sadness, unrelieved persecution and problems. And the turning point is the late 1500s, the early 1600s, when the Jews felt themselves well established in Eastern Europe, when they turned inward in their scholarship and in their viewpoint of life. The Jews made the non-Jewish world conform to their calendar. The great fairs in Lublin, which were not Jewish fairs, were set, though, according to the Jewish calendar. They occurred in the month of Cheshvan after the Jewish holidays, and they occurred in the month of Iyar after Pesach. And because that's when the Jews would come, and the Jews were such a necessary part of the Polish economy that you couldn't have the fair without them. And that relationship existed throughout Poland, throughout Russia. My wife always tells me that she remembers as a very small child, it's one of her, she has only two, three memories of Lithuania where she was born, but one memory was that there was a Lithuanian non-Jewish maid who was in her home who taught her the blessing to make on the rainbow. The shiksa taught her. And she even told her halacha that if the rainbow is not complete, then you don't make the bracha. That is how integrated the Jews were into the life. And that was this, and she was born in the town. There only were 41 Jewish families. That was the town. Down at about 50 non-Jewish families and 41 Jewish families, and they had lived together for 700 years in the town. So that all of the non-Jews knew the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Because that's, if you wanted to live in the town, that's how you had to live in the town. I mean, there was no other way to do it. Now, that's a phenomena that never existed anywhere else in the Jewish world. I mean, we all know that, you know, there are certain people who say, you know, they grew up in Bronzeville, they grew up here, you know, non-Jews, they speak Yiddish, etc. But it's not any sort of the same type of situation. The way the Jews burrowed themselves into the landscape of Eastern Europe and made it their place to the extent that even the non-Jews had to accommodate themselves to Jewish customs and the Jewish calendar in order for the flow of everyday life to continue.